You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I'm thrilled to have you here with me on UK Health Radio today. My name's Amanda Nelson and I'm the Master Energist. I'm a successful writer, broadcaster, therapist and energist, and I'm the creator of the energy-based therapy Future Self Energetics. Future Self Energetics is all about changing the energy around you so you can be happier. Let's all create energy fields that our future selves will thank us for. What have I got lined up for you this week on my show? The feature for the show this week was inspired by knowing that the seasons are passing on the wheel of the year. This week, I've been starting to think more about the Celtic festival known as Lammas. Some people know that as Lunasar. Lammas is the first of the autumn harvest festivals, and it celebrates at this time of the year, end of July, beginning of August. And though I have to say it's been such an odd growing season this year that I think nature has not quite caught up with the cycles we would typically recognise, well, here in the Northern Hemisphere, because it's been much colder and drabber than any summer I can recall, it's been quite difficult to grow things that would normally be considered to be the warm-loving summer crops. My chili peppers, for example, well, the ones I planted outside in my garden beds, well, they're looking distinctly unhappy. It's too chilly for them to set fruit. They're a bit nonplussed with the temperatures, which feel like they're not really hitting the warmth that we're all used to or were expecting. But this chilly summer won't stop me from celebrating Lammas, even if it does stop my chili peppers from having much to write home about. Lammas is all about celebrating the first harvest home. So whether it's the harvest I'm used to from an abundant vegetable patch or not, I think it's important to still choose to celebrate any way we can. Let's look for what we can celebrate rather than just focusing on what isn't available to celebrate at the moment. Perhaps you already celebrate Lammas. Some of my friends do, but not everyone I know is familiar with the idea, and even fewer know how to celebrate it. So listen to the show today because I'm inviting you to be inspired to give celebrating Lammas a go.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
So Lammas is a festival on the Wheel of the Year. The Wheel of the Year is an annual cycle of seasonal festivals, and these festivals are observed by many modern pagans and Wiccan folk, but you don't actually need to be Wiccan or pagan in order to weave these festivals into the fabric of your life or your family's life. The Wheel of the Year keeps turning, a repeating cycle of spring to summer, summer to autumn, autumn to winter and winter to spring. And although you don't have to be pagan to celebrate these seasonal festivals, I think it's still lovely to honour each festival on this seasonal wheel and to do it in a way that suits you. It enables you to tap into the natural frequencies of every season when you're in it, and it keeps you truly connected. So the Feast of the First Fruits, Lammas, can be celebrated any time around now, but mostly July 31st or August the 1st. That's most commonly the day of the celebration. There's a story that's been passed down that the sun god chose to transform his power into the grain. The power of the sun enters the grain ripens, and it's then harvested and made into the first new bread of the season. The sun god gives up a part of himself so that the grain can grow, be harvested by man, and then created into something nourishing and sustaining like bread. No surprise then that this is actually called the loaf mass, Lammas. The traditional feast of Lammas is deeply rooted in the celebration of the first fruits of the harvest. It represents the fulfillment of the desires and intentions that we all had at the start of the year, symbolised by the seeds that we sowed, the seedlings that we then nurtured, the plants that were able to flourish, and the harvest that fully unfolded and became realised in front of our eyes. If we've managed to nurture successfully enough, then we should be seeing the fruits of our labours, or so it goes. This is not absolute. Things don't always go in the way we might plan. But generally speaking, if your intention remains steadfast, then you can overcome most challenges and can expect a harvest of some kind. Your manifestation field really responds to the same kind of process. You become aware of a clear desire, then you set your intention to flow and to allow that seed of desire to grow and flourish in your energy field. Removing the limiting ideas and beliefs that block you is not that different to removing a pebble that's in the way of a small seedling that's trying to emerge but is not strong enough to move the pebble by itself. You set your manifestation intention, remove the pebbles, and then have unshakable faith that provided you respond to each step of the process and you are open to whatever comes next along that process, then you will most certainly become bestowed with a harvest. This year, growing vegetables in the garden has been challenging for me on many levels. It feels like I'm being showered with a slug and snail shaped pebble. In fact, slug and snail shaped pebbles everywhere I look, rocks in fact, that have made the temperatures feel so much cooler than I can remember summers being. Between the slugs and snails and the poor weather here in England, unsurprisingly, not every seed I've sown is going to yield a bountiful harvest in the way they normally do, or that I would expect them to. But not everything has been stunted or slow. If I look around my garden, thankfully, I didn't only plant things like chili plants. I also planted herbs and peas and mange too. And I've had such an abundance of these cooler weather loving plants that typically would have been long gone by now. My rhubarb's been amazing. My garlic, it grew abundantly and is now mature, and I've harvested it and it's curing in my outhouse. I have some of the largest garlic bulbs emerge from the ground from my garden this year that I have ever seen. So there is a harvest, just perhaps not quite the one I was expecting to have. I must try not to be disappointed if I don't get the chilies I was looking forward to. Instead, I think it makes much more sense to truly celebrate the abundance of peas and mange too and herbs and rhubarb and garlic that I did receive. This just wasn't the year for chilies. but it was the year for other things. What were the desires I had for this year besides being able to grow my own jalapenos so I could make my own jars of preserved cowboy candy from the chilies in order to gift family and friends at Christmas? My mind drifts back to some of the other resolutions I made around New Year's Day at the beginning of this year. Can you remember what you felt was very important to you when you were making your New Year resolutions? What plans, hopes, desires and intentions did you make for your future self to enjoy? I've had a think about some of the things I was setting out to achieve this year for the benefit of my future self. And although I've not achieved all of them, I have achieved quite a lot of them in some form. Not all, but some. There have been so many shifts and turns this year, things I'd never dreamed of happening, that all of us would never have foreseen happening. Some good, some not so good, lots of twists and turns, but here we are, already at the harvest time, and reflecting on the harvest, we each are bringing home this lammas.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So, Loafmas, it's Lammas, is a festival on the wheel of the year, and it's celebrated traditionally when harvest takes place and the fruits of our labours are brought home for us all to enjoy. Lammas is very much about the bread. Have you ever seen the beautiful bread displays in artisan bakers' shops around this time of year? Loaves in the window made to look like voluptuous sheaths of wheat. Well, this is the harvest. Lammas is the celebration that those loaves commemorate. That's why these loaves are made with such creative care by the artisans that know how to love the grain and to celebrate it. Lammas should be the seasonal pick of the summer here in the UK. It should be the peak of high summer. And as with all cross-quarter festivals, it's the point where we must respond again to the seasonal changes which are coming, those that are ahead of us. What can we give our future self that is waiting to greet us in the middle of this winter? The grain and the harvest are both the food to keep us fed through the winter and the seed with which we will grow again when it's sown next spring. Of course, the last sheaf of wheat and the first pickings of fruit will both be offered to the harvest mother as a way of giving thanks and showing her that spiritually she has not been forgotten too. So the harvest mother represents and embodies the fertility, the abundance, the nurturing aspects of the earth. And she reminds us of the cycle of life, death, and the rebirth that then comes. And as the giver of life, she nurtures the seeds planted in the spring. She brings them to fruition in the summer. She ensures their sustaining harvest in the autumn. The harvest mother is the goddess who sacrifices a part of herself to ensure the survival and prosperity of those she loves. And just like the sun, she has given a part of herself too. And it's in the harvest that we gather in. The first fruits of the harvest were often offered to the harvest mother as a sign of gratitude. She represents that bounty and the interconnectedness of all living things, you see. So celebrating her involves not only giving thanks for the food and resources we receive, but also recognizing our responsibility to care in return for the earth and its cycles that keep us all safe and nourished. Instead of making corn dollies, which would be a traditional approach to honouring the harvest mother, I think let's bring this festival into modern day. So in a contemporary context, honouring the Harvest Mother would be about sustainability, like supporting local, sustainable, natural farming practices, perhaps buy local from those farmers that still steward the land in partnership with the Harvest Mother, gardening and growing the food that we all enjoy while connecting directly with the earth's cycles and the needs of nature for us to reinvest in it. Seasonal food grown using natural practices will always benefit your energy fields too. You know, I can see how much chemically denatured food and drink is being consumed by a person in one of my sessions just from the appearance of their auric field. You see, the layers of the aura should be slippy and smooth and pliable. But for those that eat a lot of denatured food or drink, the layers of the auric field become gravelly and spiky and inflexible, just like a nail file. Support the producers that advocate for environmental stewardess. Wherever you can, support the producers that advocate for environmental stewardship that protects and nurtures the environment, ensuring its fertility for future generations to enjoy. Our future selves will thank us all for it. By honouring the Harvest Mother, we acknowledge the Earth's gifts and our role in sustaining its abundance for the future ahead of us. It's a choice that ought to be easier for each and every one of us to make. It's time, though, now to give thanks for all that we have received from the harvest. It's also a time to turn again into our inner selves in order to reflect on how we started the year and what we've manifested since those first dreams of what this year could hold for us, and to be honest about where we are now. Right? What have we manifested? Was it what we were expecting? Is it similar but not the same? Everything ought to be on course for reaching full ripeness outside. Well, it's not quite there yet in England where I am. But with a bit of warmth and a few more sunny days, the last phase of the growing season, or at least for me, it will be with me soon enough. And at the moment in the UK, for example, we are enjoying raspberries and blackberries. We are enjoying strawberries and currants. Soon there will be bucketfuls of cherries and plums, apples and pears, and all varieties that are coming into their full yield. And there'll be bowls of bright-faced calendulas, spikes of fragrant, gorgeous lavender flowers, tea roses and their heavenly scents. I often tell the tale of a village near to me. I'm in central Oxfordshire, that's pretty much Middle England. Well, this village planted a community orchard, and they come together every year as a community to harvest the apples, press the apples, collect the juice that's been pressed, and to bottle it up. And they share this delicious community bounty from the fields that their village has lovingly managed and looked after all year. And they're working with the energy of Lammas. I may nip up there over the weekend as soon as those apples are in and buy a few bottles of that beautiful organic apple juice in order to brew it into my own apple juice vinegar. It'll be ready for Christmas, and perhaps I'll give that to my family and friends this year instead of the jars of the jalapeno cowboy candy that I had intended to give them. So interesting when you look back through history to Lammas and how it was celebrated in years past. There are many traditions and customs all over the country that are still carried out at harvest time, though many people may not realise that the origin was actually Lammas, that's long since forgotten for some and yet so very much a part of the life of others. Yet traditionally this was a time of Lammas fairs, trading fairs, horse fairs and horse racing as well. And it was a time of sports and games. Marriages took centre stage around this time, and so did the choosing of a new tribal leader. That's very apt, as we've just had a general election here in the UK and tribal leaders are changing seats. So, are you going to take part? Have I inspired you to have a go? What are the ways that you could join in if you'd like to plan some form of traditional Lammas celebration? Well, really, the core of Lammas is not in how other people have celebrated it. It can be any way you like. As long as you honour the festival of Lammas, it will be appreciated. It's all about celebrating the harvest home, celebrating it for yourself, celebrating it with others, and also celebrating and being grateful for the gift of the bounty. The first harvest represents the fruition of intention and labour. So I'm celebrating Lammas in a more general way this year. Usually I'd invite friends round and share, eat, drink and be thankful. But this year I'm more contemplative. Where was I intending to be at this point of the year? Am I on track? If I am, go me. But if I'm not, can I navigate back to the original intention I had for my future self at this time? And if my intention for my future self has changed, well, that's okay. I just merely navigate in that direction instead. There is still so much unrest in the world. Compared to many, I believe I have so much that's good. I'm always grateful to be here and be surrounded by the people I love and the simple lifestyle that I can create for myself. I'm so very conscious of the many that are without friends and family, many still suffering from a life of lack and that are displaced. In the supermarkets, there are boxes that are set aside just behind the tills when you've paid for donations towards the local food banks. So this year, I'm thinking of those supermarket boxes as baskets of abundance rather than reflections of lack. At Lammas, baskets of abundance were created as centrepieces for altars. Everyone in a community would place something of value into that basket. So this year at Lammas, I'm suggesting that we each find some way of placing something, anything, into the boxes that will go to the food banks. I know that I will remind myself of how grateful I am to be in a position to add anything at all to those boxes for those perhaps facing harder times than me just now. If money's short and you'd still like to offer something, could you spare a little time? Join my online healing circle. I lead this healing circle on the first Thursday of the month to beam high vibrational energy to those in need. Nip over to Patreon, search for the Master Energist, and you can sign up to join this group, and it's absolutely free of charge. You don't need to pay any money to be in the healing circle, and no one needs to pay any money to receive the grace from this healing circle either. How will you mark Lammas this year? You can adapt and change the way you celebrate this Lammas festival. At its heart, it's about recognising the generosity of nature, which is to give so that others receive, to invest now so that you have a harvest later, doing something that your future self will thank you for. that's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.